football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Cats camp. Executive General Manager of Football. Didn't Tom Lonergan have fun with that title when we spoke to him from the Blues last week that Andrew Mackie now holds for Inspirations Paint? Standing alongside our own Tim Bulch.
Yeah, Andrew Mackie, appreciate you coming down here, Boundary side. Hiccup against the Blues on Sunday. How did the boys hit the track throughout the week to kind of look forward to tonight's game against the Pies?
Yeah, it was a disappointing game in the end. We didn't feel like we fired much of a shot, to be honest, and we weren't happy with that performance. And we talked about it. 6-day turnaround, so you got to be careful how much you emphasise on what that was like versus looking forward and ahead. And you know, over Scotty's journey as a coach, he is a look forward guy. But there was a couple of key things out of the game, and as much as anything, it was actually some basic fundamentals that didn't help us. We need them to be okay to do some things that we want to do on, you know, for our game to be the level we think that holds us in good stead. So yeah, it wasn't a great Sunday afternoon, but looking forward to tonight, feeling like the guys are in a great spot.
Hollywood's come calling to K Park at the moment, and you've been sent to Deakin to do your training. Has that affected the preparation for this week at all?
Deakin's a MCG size, so if anything, it should be good for a bit of ball movement and defending ball movement, which last week we weren't great at either facets of those. So no, it's actually been good. The weather's been pretty good. Good to get out of the ground every now and then. We get lucky that we get to train on KP a fair bit, and we're doing our bit for the broader community and what we think the Cadinia Park precinct might be in the future. So happy with all things being considered that, you know, it's been a great week on the track, and you know, the movie have made a few headlines. I don't know, Tim, you get a role or not?
Oh, unfortunately, no.
Mac, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny and Reg talking to you from the K-Rock box. Now, can I just take you back to yesterday's media conference with your coach? Does he legitimately not know that there's an injury list put out every week?
What I will say is Scotty keeps a lot of distance between our injury list and what he needs to know. We update him, and you know, Kingy, we've had these chats. We update Scotty as to who's available and who's not. The ins and outs of the machinations about what we put to public. I'm not exactly sure what he thinks, but yeah, look, to be honest, those things are. And I've heard a little bit of the last couple of days as it got brought up, and I, off the back of the press conference yesterday. There's a bit of chat around our TBCs to do with that. We've got unfortunately a large bunch of players that have just been a bit longer term than we would have liked, and we've got to sit there and make a call whether we want to put a date to that or a game to it and then be 4 weeks wrong, and then versus, you know, TBC, and as we get closer to it, put a round on it. So those things are, you know, we'll always look to the way we do things better, but as far as Scotty goes, no, he just needs to know he's playing that week.
You're probably not massive in the social media space, but obviously it fuels discussion and the like, and your fan base, you know, are probably seeking more information. Does the club respect that and understand that, you know, fans are wanting information?
Yeah, we respect our fans. Yeah, we do. The hardest bit is, at times, the information isn't much good to time frames. So we've got to be careful that what we say then isn't something that's taken as gospel, and then we're called out for it being 3 or 4 weeks wrong. So it's a balance with that. We do respect our fan base and the information that we do give them. Having said that, a few of the ones, and you know, we talk about Toby Conway, Mitch Edwards, unfortunately Cam Guthrie, a bit of Jack Martin, Killian Burke, these sorts of guys, that they've been really hard to diagnose an actual return date. And so that is as transparent as we can be with some information that we've got. And as that information becomes clearer, we're more than happy to discuss that to our members and fan base.
Just on Cam Guthrie, Toby Conway, Jack Martin, is there some progress being made with that trio in terms of, upping their training loads?
Yes, there has been, in particular with Cam and Jack. This week was a good week for them. Getting some load in. Toby, yeah, as we've said publicly, we are going to go slow with him. Want to make sure that, you know, the things that have hassled him or been a hurdle for him over the last couple of years that we're on top of and play the long game with him. So that one's a little bit harder to know for sure, how it's tracking. But as far as the other two goes, yeah, real progress this week.
Oh, you've been turned off, Benny.
Where are you?
I've been turned off. There you go.
There we go.
It's like home. I just wanted to ask you, if you didn't take the week off this week to be in the movie, did you?
No, they needed someone with some shoulders for that movie.
To play the janitor role or something?
So, if you have a look at me, my shoulders are skinnier than my hips. So, no, I didn't tick that box.
Yeah, you're a pull through for a 303, eh? That's what we used to call you when you played. Ted Closey, not in tonight. I think I heard your coach sort of mention a few things. You mentioned more this perhaps some fundamental skill errors costing you last week, but you probably did find it tough, particularly in the first half, around the ball. Obviously, some discussion about whether Ted plays, given although he's a young player, he does give you a bit of bite around the footy.
Yeah, no, he's... Look, you do know what you're going to get from Ted, and that's a lot of grunt work and contested footy, and we love that about him, and it's been why he's played, you know, the games he has to date. You know, we brought in Jai Clark last week. We gave Wiltshire a go. Yeah, we're just having a look at a few things to try and see what we can... hold on, we cut out there?
No, you're still there.
Yeah, see what we can bring in as far as our youth goes, and we're going to keep doing that. Ted's... look, I think Ted's in really good form. He went back to the VFL, played well last week. Yeah, so would have been handy with a bit of grunt, but... As far as the stoppages and clearances went last week, we feel like that's an area of the game that, yeah, we weren't at our best. I might think that we've got enough talent in there to be better than what we were. So it's a part of the game that tonight we'll be hoping for a better performance.
And can you give our listeners a scoop? Are you going to tag Nick Dacos?
Yeah, I think the coaches have done a lot of work on what Nick does and how we go about it. So I'd expect some attention to him.
For Inspirations Paint,
thanks,
speaking
Andrew.
With Geelong Executive General Manager of Football, Andrew Mackie. Here's Reg Toohey.
Hey, Mac. It's,
Reggie.
It must be good to see Mitch Duncan get back out there. Obviously, he's been an incredible player for a really long period of time and haven't got to see a whole lot of him this year yet, but he's closing in on a big milestone. It must be great for the group and guys like you that have played alongside him to see him back playing.
Yeah, it's a good shout, Reg. Mitch is playing, like, as excited as the first game tonight, and even sort of said as much about 25 minutes ago. So he's been, since he's known sort of halfway through the week that he's playing, he's been really up and about. And, you know, he's handled himself so well in the first 7 weeks coaching and doing some little things with some of our younger guys, and he's such a good guy to have around that there's value that we get from Mitch no matter what, how he's playing in the AFL or in the VFL for that matter. So it's great for him. He's stuck at it. Attitude's been brilliant. So really hoping that it gets the ball in his hands tonight. And, you know, Mitch at his best is making really good decisions, ball in hand. So if we can do that and he can chop the opposition apart, that'd be really good. And, you know, he can get it from A to B and bring the next teammate in the play. So, you know, hoping that goes well, Reg. But, yeah, you're right. It's actually got everyone else up and about a bit and great for him.
Mac, you went whack, whack, whack with a bunch of re-signings, you know, across late March and early April. Is there any further that you've got in the offing that you're about to lock away? One that probably interests us is Ollie Dempsey. He's intimated that that's coming. But the other one's Tommy Atkins as well.
Yeah, they're in a great spot. During the week, catch up with they got the same manager, and you know, had a good hit out with him, and feeling like they're tracking really well for the footy club to lock him in. You know, Grime and I similarly getting closer, so feeling like we're getting there. Some of them can take time, and you know, we just got to make sure that get the players in the right headspace to do their thing on any given game. But locking future away a few of them guys would be good for us.
You've obviously done a great job to be able to get them to this point. Like, you know, there's been other years where there's been a truckload at this time of the year out, so it's been probably good to be able to, I suppose, get yourself a bit more comfortable with where that all sits.
It is. It feels like it's in a pretty good spot. Look, we're pretty tight for this spot, so they're all important. Ultimately just try and put together a list that we feel like can compete. So, you know, and going forward, not just for the now. So there's obviously a lot that goes into it, a lot of meetings and time spent, but to execute a few of them is always good.
Mac, we really appreciate your time as always. Great to catch up. We'll do it a few more times before the year's out. Good luck tonight and appreciate you joining us on K-Rock Football.
No worries at all, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew Mackie joining us on K-Rock Footy. Of course, the Cats Executive General Manager of Football.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.